Have we addressed our Hitler followers
yet? No, we didn't.
Okay, so this happened.
Tell
us. As you all know, our podcast is gathering a real head of steam right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just steaming right along.
It is, dude.
So, on this website, the main board, there was this one guy who joined based off this podcast. He listened to this, and there's a thread on the podcast where we talk and discuss things about the cast. And he came on and wrote a beautiful review of the podcast. Absolutely spot on. Exactly everything that I was going for. And I copied it and sent it to Matt. And I was like, look at this shit, man. This guy's... He's all in, dude. Yeah. He fucking gets it.
Dude is a fucking best.
He was like, everybody's a pussy in comedy right now. These two are the only ones fucking doing it right. And he was like, hard times create fucking hard men. And these guys, like, all this fucking crazy shit that I was like, yes, dude.
Yeah.
This is a fucking real fan. This is good shit.
Uh-huh.
And then he started chatting with other people. A couple posts later, he's talking about a compound. Where that compound really fucking set the alarms off for a lot of people. He said something about a compound, and people started asking questions. And then it turned out this guy, our number one fan, was a white supremacist. So
a little bit of a fucking Hitler hailer.
Yeah, he's all right.
Dude, he said really nice things about me.
I know,
man.
I have
a hard time fucking separating that in my head.
I know, me too.
He really fucking complimented us.
He said a lot of great things.
It was eloquent, dude.
Exactly.
It was fucking... I think that's how Hitler scooped some boys up, mm-hmm. dude. He's probably like, you guys are great guys. And they're like, yeah. He's like, what do you want me to do? He's like, come here.
I got something for you.
So you still think I'm strong, right? All right, that's cool.
Definitely how Hitler got people.
Oh, dude.
He was like, first off... Actually, that's exactly how he got the entire country.
Oh, he's like, we're a strong country.
He came out and was like, listen, we're the fucking best. You guys are great. I love you guys. You got the proudest fucking history ever.
Yeah.
And everybody was in the audience like, yeah,
hey,
I do. I am number one, dude. This guy fucking gets it.
Yeah.
I'm going to vote for him, dude. Fuck this other guy who was like, hey, we got a lot of problems we need to fix.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Hitler came in and was like, you guys are the fucking shit, dude. Fucking tear this shit up.
That's how he did it. That's how this
poster got me going, dude. He logged on and was like, dude, these two are fucking geniuses. And I was like, yes, this guy gets it.
Instantly, this guy knows everything.
Yep.
Turns out.
No matter any side of his, any argument he gets in, I'm going to back him because he fucking pledged his allegiance to the cast, dude.
But dude, he had that fucking secret code.
Yeah. Well, at the end of his screen name was 1488, which for those of you who don't know, I knew it was something, which is why I Googled it. But I knew it was something. So 14 is like the 14 words Hitler said in, I think, Mein Kampf. And there's another version of it, too, mm-hmm. that wasn't just Hitler. But it was 14 words that were, like, along the lines of, like, we need to create a better world for white children and white women. Like, crazy
shit. Shane knows
shit.
All 14 words. Yeah, go
ahead. No, that was, like, 8.
I know. Sorry.
I didn't know all 14, dude. I saw you trying to count, you
funny.
Fucking weasel.
Like, I've heard you do this. You were telling someone, and I'm like, yeah, Shane knows a lot of that fucking line.
Well, I've read it and recited this story now 13 times.
It's just funny.
But then the 88, also H, I think, is the 8th letter.
Helly Hansen,
and
popular outerwear.
Or maybe Hail Hansen.
Yeah. He loves
He loves Umbop, dude. This isn't about fucking... He was talking about those white children.
Oh, my God, he was. We need to protect our white Hansen.
Yeah.
From
Maybe he was just an Umbop head. He's a bop head, dude.
He's a Hansen fan, dude.
He's a bopsy.
We got to tell these boys, dude. Let him back in.
Well, anyway.
But God damn, what he said was nice.
But
and
then
it's hard.
He even, after he was discovered, not discovered, I mean, he kind of fucking came right out.
Well, I love how he put it, like, my unpopular views.
Oh, yeah. He was like, sorry, I can't be in this message board anymore due to my unpopular views.
Yeah.
And like somebody was like, you fucking racist, and he was like, I'm not a racist. Racists are they brag about what their ancestors accomplished. They're disgusting people. And I was like, damn, dude.
Wow.
He's a weird fucking guy.
Yeah, man. He's a slippery fellow, no doubt.
He is. I mean, right when he hit me with the racists brag about their ancestors' accomplishments, I was like, yeah, they do. This guy gets it. Again, dude, every time he said something, I was like, yeah.
I wonder why they have to have, like, the fucking little secret Hail Hitler numbers, dude.
I know. Just drop that HH.
Drop that shit, dude.
Yeah, the Hitler stuff sucks. Hitler was a fucking dork.
Yeah. He's an art nerd.
He was an art nerd.
Like, that's the thing. But I
mean, anyway, he's definitely listening, and don't murder us.
He won't murder us, dude.
No, I know. He knows. He knows where we stand on this whole thing.
But yeah, fucking
deep down in his white heart, he knows.
he fucking got it all.
All you have
dude.
To do is give us a compliment. And I know. I'm with you.
And I'm like, he's the best.
Dude,
I love him.
Anybody can give me a compliment. Anybody. Yeah. If they give me a compliment, I'm in.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, we got a bunch of.
He just needs a little tweak, dude. Fucking come on.
Yeah, he's got to chill out.
Stop
with that
fucking.
Shit.
Just put your fucking hand down. Stop sticking out your palm, dude.
Yep.
You know, chill.
Put down the fucking AR-15 for 10 minutes.
No, I mean, shoot it. Just fucking stop coloring in like that. You know, like those targets where you like shoot at a guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop fucking coloring his face in black, dude. Just fucking shoot a regular
shoot
target.
Shoot a white guy. Shoot a bunch of white targets with regular sized noses. All right. I know you. I see you drawing that fucking greater than symbol on that thing's face.
God damn, dude. He is a good boy. He's just fucking.
Whoa.
What?
That's true, dude. That's very Catholic of you to love all people.
I do love all people, man. I do.
I do,
too.
He just
fucking just needs a little tweak, dude.
Other than the first 12 minutes of this podcast where you gay bashed.
I didn't gay bash. I was
so,
fucking
teasing. So, hold on. See, this is where we got to watch ourselves.
Why?
All right. So, we'll spend an entire episode bashing, like, fucking Muslims and gay people.
True.
And then when it comes to white supremacists, we're like, hey, he's got a mixed up message. These guys are great.
If gay, that's very,
so we do
very,
need to fucking
very
figure
salient
out.
Salient point. However, if gay guys were writing me fan mail telling me I was the best, I'd be like, yo, dude, these guys, boys.
True. You can't get rid of the Jews, dude.
Hitler fucking was like,
Hitler was like, yo, I'm going to fucking go for it. I'm going all in. It was like, it backfired.
That must have been, oh my God, that must have been nuts when he was like, I'm winning. Ah, fuck, this is not going well. He's like, all right, guys, we got to kill ourselves. Let's roll.
Dude, there's a fucking sick ass movie about that. I think it's called Downfall.
About Hitler.
Damn, you need to fucking watch that.
About Hitler being like,
Hitler's final days in like his bunker in Berlin.
Jesus,
and
man.
And it's just like, it's just full on fucking like the most morbid fucking like, all right, well, send in this battalion. And then people are like, that battalion's gone. They got killed. And he's like, all right, send in this division. And they're like, that division's gone. He's like, I just need some time to think. Like, everybody would leave the room and like,
he just shoots his wife.
He did get married in his final days to old Eva Braun.
Eva, imagine being going down as Hitler's wife.
Oh, especially at the last minute. He married her in the bunker. Like, before they killed themselves.
She's asking
so
her
she
friend,
like,
should I do it? And he's like, yeah, they're going to win. It'd be pretty good.
It's
You'll
like,
be the king of the world.
You get to hang out with Hitler. That's great. It's like, next thing you know, you're eating a suicide pill. It's like, God damn it.
You just wake up in hell. You're like, ah, fuck.
Oh, man. That's such a funny, like, banking on your, like, because girls do that sometimes. And men do that, obviously. But girls do that where it's like, I think I believe in my man.
Yeah.
I think he's going to, I believe in his vision. I think he's doing something good here. Like, Eva Braun had to be like, I think Hitler's going to win. I love this guy.
There was some girl jealous of her being like, Hitler never looked at me.
Hitler. Hitler. He had his dog, dude. He had to kill his fucking dog in the bunker.
What kind of dog do you have?
Guess.
German Shepherd.
Yeah.
Damn, he put down a German Shep?
Yeah. Put down an old Shep.
It's funny that, like, all right, he gave his wife a cyanide pill, and I'm like, he fucking gave a dog a pill to fucking
I know,
asshole.
He fucking gave a cyanide pill to a dog. Norm MacDonald has a great joke on Hitler's
Does he really?
Dog. Hitler's dog is like,
oh my God.
He's like, dogs are great. He's like, even Hitler's dog had to be like, this guy's the best. Like, Hitler's dog had to be like, I love Hitler. I fucking love him.
Dude, that's too funny.
It's so funny. He's like, dogs love you. Dude. And he's like, Goebbels, I think you're great. I think all the stuff you guys are up to is great. I just love Hitler. Where's Hitler? I got to see Hitler. I love Hitler.
Dude, that's so funny.
And he's like,
funny.
Hopefully they don't edit this like to where he's not impersonating the dog.
God damn it, that's fucking funny.
Yeah, but it's called Downfall.
I
check it out,
that.
Dude. It's real
that's
fucked.
Just Hitler turning up on
it's
his last
such
day.
Such a fucking, like, such a weird, like, Goebbels is fucking nuts. And it's all these, like, real fucked up dudes. And then there, I mean, obviously there was rational guys.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
within their military command, there were still, like, smart, intelligent guys that were like, all right, we lost. We got to fucking figure out how to talk to these guys, talk to the allies, and then a fucking staunch fucking Nazi would stand up and be like, the Reich will never fucking fail. And it's like,
that would get you hype.
Chill the fuck out, man.
Yeah, it's like, dude, come on.
It's like, we lost. Shut the fuck up, dude.
What happened with those guys, like the normal guys who got like caught up in that, is like they would take you in, they train you, you do stuff, and eventually they're like, all right, like, we're going to capture some Jews. We're going to make them do chores.
Well, they didn't add that. The Jewish thing was late.
I think in order to get people to do that shit, though, they were like, yeah. We're just going to make them do chores. And people are like, I'll make Jews do some chores, whatever, it's fine.
I'll make Jews do some chores, like, dude.
Yeah, you know, fucking fuck those
guys. Yeah, they had
they did it little by little. Then eventually they did it to where they're like, you got to shoot one of these guys. And then, like, they would make these guys, they would be like, you guys can leave if you want. You don't have to do this.
Oh, this is, yeah.
And then they would make them shoot these guys. And then the guys ended up sticking around and doing it just because they didn't want to be the one who left and leave their brother or soldier behind.
Yeah.
That's crazy to think
about. No, they did.
They were actually kind of being, it's fucked up, but nice. Because they didn't want to leave there. They were like,
Yeah.
I don't want to put this psychic load on my friend.
My comrade.
I don't want to be the one who bails
them. You're talking
about
like SS officers that were executing civilians.
Yeah, because they did it slowly. They didn't just all right, boys, let's go.
Of course.
That's fucking crazy.
They started
out
like, this is a righteous war.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a good thing. We're liberating Austria. We're liberating Poland and Czechoslovakia. Yeah. And like, we got to get rid of the Jews. It's like, wait, what?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we're just going to make them run some errands for us.
We're going to make them mulch the yard. They're going to mulch. Well,
they also had like propaganda film that was like these guys at concentration camps that were fake nice concentration camp. Like, they filmed like a nice thing. So like the rest of the world kind of saw what they were doing.
Like the Jews are just playing stickball and hanging out.
Yeah. Now, the rest of the world didn't know what they were doing, and a lot of the Germans didn't really know what was going on to a full extent. They knew there was some hard fucking shit going on, but like, I don't know.
Damn.
There were some Germans that were like good generals, like Erwin Rommel, mm-hmm. I think is his name. He was in North Africa fucking shit up with tanks. He was good.
Fucking devastating.
And I
North
think
Africa.
He was against Hitler. I could be wrong on that.
Probably, yeah. There's probably a ton of people.
There's a lot
like,
of fucking
fuck
Tom Cruises and Valkyrie that were like,
were there really?
Fuck this shit. And they all got killed.
Jesus
You don't
Christ.
Fucking stand up to somebody like that. But
no.
Back to our original topic.
Yeah.
Japan was just as bad.
Yeah.
Japan was equally fucking
rapacious.
It had a complete lack of what's the word I'm looking for here? They had a lack of regard
humanity.
For
yeah,
human
exactly,
life.
Yeah. And then, like, they were
I mean, they would tell their soldiers, fight to the death. Every one of you. Kill as many as you can and then die.
Jesus.
They would do fucking
well, they were like super like
they would do like bonsai charges, which is where you just run straight at the troops.
It's terrifying.
Straight at the US fucking.
That's like, it's gotta suck when like
crazy.
They're running at you and you're kind of like, oh fuck, god damn it, they stabbed you. And they're like, ah! You're like,
ah, Bunzi! And they come out of the fucking jungle, you gotta fucking, oh my god.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, that's, dude, there's great things. So there's Downfall on Netflix you should watch.
Yeah.
The Pacific on HBO.
Heard about that.
Is like one of the best. One of the best fucking series I've ever seen. And then, there's a documentary on HBO or on YouTube now. It was on the History Channel about Nazi Germany, and like it was all home videos from these people.
I think you started showing me that.
I did show you that, dude. It's real fucked up.
Damn.
Real fucked up about like the way it happened. So kind of
you showed me that.
Kind of like how a country can fall into that crazy fucking bullshit.
That's fucking nuts.
Like fascism, how you can fucking slip into that.
I love how the people now would be like, that's so, I mean, and it is fucked up, but like, they totally would have done that.
Oh,
people,
exactly.
Like, if you say now you're a male feminist, you would definitely have been fucking,
you'd
have been running the concentration camp.
Yeah, you would have been a Nazi.
You'd have been hitting that fucking button and lever, been like, yep.
Yep, you would have been like, well, whatever's socially acceptable right now
exactly.
and socially cool, I should do that. I will do that.
Yeah.
I'm a male feminist, you're an SS officer.
Just know that if you're a male feminist in another life, you were fucking hitting the button.
Take it easy over there.
You were ringing the bell.
Ringing the old fucking J bell, dude.
Apparently they used to make them work doing pointless shit. So they'd like carry that rock from there to there, and you would just carry a rock all day and drop it, and they'd carry it back, and you'd carry the rock back, and they'd be like, all right, go to bed. It's like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Well, there were certain camps that were designed just for death camps.
Yeah.
But there were a lot. I mean, they relied heavily on labor.
Yeah, but they would make them do pointless labor, too, just to fuck with them.
That would probably be at a death camp.
Yeah, just be like, carry these rocks, and you would just carry a rock to the one end and drop it, and be like, back to the other end. You'd be
this
like,
is a good World War II podcast we're putting sick, together dude. Today.
This is nice.
Yeah, fuck it. We got to branch out
a little. I like it, dude. We do. This is good.
This is nice. I'll fucking talk all day about it. I love this shit.